I know one of the major issues here is to look inside the tumor. There's really a different paradigm for how to look at neoadjuvant studies.
Absolutely. I think that may turn out to be one of the most important outcomes of the study. It'll solve the problem we had with B27, that is trying to get blocks, trying to get biopsies retroactively and get them paraffin fixed. So we will be requiring the submission of 4 cores of tissue prior to the randomization. 2 of those we put in RNA later to preserve the RNA so we can really do optimal gene expression profiling. Another core will be put in fixative for later use for other things we might come up with, like the genomics health assay. And a 4th core will be put in medium for assessment by a chemosensitivity assay called ChemoFX, which has been touted as a way to predict response to chemotherapy, but really has not been subjected to as rigorous a trial as this will be.
Is it just the pre-treatment time that there's a biopsy? Are there other biopsies prior to surgery?
We'll collect tissue at the time of surgery. Ideally, we would have liked to collect cores again in the middle of the chemotherapy between the switchover from the taxane to the anthracycline-based regimen. But I think we realized that that was going to present problems in terms of compliance, in terms of getting patients to agree to be on the study. Those were sort of accrual issues, but there was also the practical issue that many of these patients will have such shrinkage of their tumor after 4 cycles of chemotherapy, they may not be so easy to get a core of, or certainly 4 cores of real tumor tissue. So we dropped that out as being probably overly ambitious.
So is the real main important bottom line the pathologic CR?
That'll be the primary endpoint of the trial, but because we're giving bevacizumab postoperatively, we'll be also following patients for disease-free survival. We'll be looking at combined breast and nodal status as a response, which is in the MD Anderson terms. That's what they call a path CR, is if you have to have no tumor in the breast and lymph nodes. We'll be looking at the clinical responses and, of course, the prediction of clinical response to the particular regimens that we'll be using. So there are a lot of secondary endpoints.